Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
The message they are still preaching is just the message of the Samaritan woman. Some young folks, the message they are preaching is the message of the Samaritan woman. Ask me, what's the message of the Samaritan woman? Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman. The woman was convicted. The woman caught the fire. The woman went into a city and started declaring, come and see the man. Come and see the man that has told me all I've ever did. The Bible says, Jesus, that was a good evangelism. That was harvest. That was harvest. He gathered the men of the city, just the woman, caught fire. He attended just one convention. Tell your neighbor, you don't need more than one convention to change. Tell your neighbor, you don't need more than one convention to change. You don't need more than one encounter to change. You know, there was a time I was discussing with someone, we were playing joking, like, but boy, it's a joke. May God forgive us. But boy, we tell right here, Lord, what you need confession, met as you go through your line. God will forgive us. Hallelujah. But you don't need more than one encounter for you to change. Truly, you must continue with the Lord. And the men of the city came to Jesus. They urged Jesus. Many of us need to urge Jesus to wait with him. They waited with Jesus, and the message of the Samaritan woman expired in their hearts. And said, woman, we don't believe you. We no longer believe you because of what you said. But we believe him because of what he has told us. What they did is they urged Jesus to stay with them. We must learn waiting. Urging the Lord to wait. To wait with the Lord. That's when the words that pastors, ministers, a Samaritan woman, they will, Holy Ghost, Jesus, Holy Ghost will confirm that word in your heart. And will be more sure. Or else, if the message of intimacy is not restored to the church fully, we will produce a generation that fall into the category of that fall into the second category of the parable of the sower. They receive the word with joy, but they have no roots in them. When little persecution comes, they say, like way, Revelation, then share that with me. The reason why we have such people is because there's no intimacy. They have no roots in themselves. So if you don't want to belong to that second class, how many of us know parable of the sower? Second stage is the word fall on the stony ground that lack moisture. It is put up quickly. That's why you read. I've killed some people that I'm trying to disciple. Because I have a wrong discipleship model. And I think we need to adjust our discipleship model. You know, when we see them, then, about some years ago, I already can testify. When we see them, we just grab them. Before anything, we started loading them with message. Before I know it, I want to follow this girl up to help her. She started refing me. Up till now, she doesn't know anything, you know. I have pity for her, but I can't touch her. What did I want to say? What did I mean anything? Read your Bible now. Pray now. It doesn't look like a message, you. At the time on campus, that was my chief message. And I preached it to believers on campus. That was my message on campus in that number. Fellowship. And I have best people. Hallelujah. Right now, I can't minister to that girl again. But to graduate automatically. Because what we call knowing the truth is not the amassing of much of knowledge. You can amass knowledge and know so much and you know little. Or you don't know anything at all. I said it in Africa, I say at times, India can be watching us when we talk about many high things. And for this, all those things. They say, nobody know for this. Hallelujah. Jesus says, someone taught me this, that Jesus says, then you are my disciples if you continue in my word. What led me to this thought? I said, knowing the truth is not amassing much word, much revelation in your heart, but as that word come into the place that word ought to come to, there is a place, say to your neighbor, there is a place in you that the truth must come into. I said it yesterday. There was time I read a book, How to Plan Your Life by one Jim Davidson. And he explained how the mind works. We have the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. The core knowledge that you really have resides inside your subconscious. And it takes a lot, it takes some exercise, it takes some process for a word to come from your conscious mind to your subconscious. Any word that has not come to your subconscious mind, to the deeper parts of your heart, you don't know that thing and you don't have that word. That's the essence of confession at times. That's the essence of continual hearing. That's the essence of meditation most times. You know, it says, if you continue my word, you are my disciples, then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The truth that will set you free is the truth that has entered deeply into your subconscious mind that you can relate with. You can say, now I believe it. So it goes beyond hearing word. There are times that only those who want you don't hear word now. Take time to meditate on what you have heard. There was a time I was going home from church and the Lord told me that, okay, you have heard the word. I can't remember how he responded to me. That many times we hear word in church and we don't proceed further. Let me say this to us. When you go for a convention, there are some people that went for a convention in the book of Mark 14. A very, very great convention. I know you are coming to me. There were multitudes. Jesus teared with parable. Teared in parable. Hallelujah. And he finished the sermon and he started with what I feel. He ended the sermon with what I feel he should have started with. He finished that sermon and said, he that has ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. He ought to have started with that. Now I want to talk, he that has ears, let him hear. That should be the beginning of the message. But he ended the message that says, he now says, he that has ears, let him hear. That means the real hearing begins when the message has ended. And the disciples came to him privately. That's intimacy. They came to him privately. Lord, why do you speak to them in parable? Say, to you it has been given. Not because you are born again that they will give you. It is given to those who are thirsty. To you it has been given. That you there does not belong to everybody. It belongs to those who will still come back to the Lord privately. Lord, what are you saying? What is pastor saying the other time? This is where I am in that place, but what can I do to inquire? To you it has been given to know, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The reason why we are having issues is because people lack intimacy. If you don't know much about this, just get book on how to know the Lord more, how to be intimate with the Lord. We must raise a generation of people who are intimate with the Lord. Generation of people who are intimate in the Lord, with the Lord, personally. That's why I'm so afraid when I'm in a place and there are too much of activities. One, as good as that is, it will affect that my space that I need to be intimate with the Lord. I spoke with a friend, with a brother recently. He attended meeting a lot. And he said, some people does not really have time to read their Bible. Eh? Does not even have time to pray. He grows, no? There's a whole lot that goes into growing up in Christ. Part of it is knowing revelation, knowing the truth. But there's a whole lot that goes in place. There's a whole lot. Revelation is just a material. It's just a material. It's just a material. It's necessary that you have it. But that place of intimacy with the Lord, that place of intimacy with the Holy Ghost, you must have it. Many of us talk of destiny. I believe our destiny is Christ. But also, we have a destiny in God. There is something the Bible says, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, or has it come into the heart of man, what God has prepared for those who love Him. There's a preparation for individual. The major preparation for us corporately is to become Christ. But individually, there's a preparation for us. There's something God has prepared. There is a script for your life. It is in the place of intercepts with the Holy Ghost that you step into those preparations. There are specific destiny that each and every one of us must step into. I said this to someone that when I get into an assembly or to a place, and I discover that they are looking alike. What I mean looking alike? In everything. In the dealings of God in their life, they are looking alike. In the way they share and minister, they are looking alike. In the way they live, they are looking alike. I said, it tells me one thing. One, it's like these people don't know God, or they are not hearing God. If we are hearing God and we are communing with the Lord, the dealings of God for my life will not look like your dealing. That's why I'm careful that we don't make our dealings a doctrine. And we don't make textbook out of the dealings of God over our life. There's a customized dealing of God for each and every one of us. We are not meant to look alike. To be wrong for me now to start talking like Pastor Shey, I don't even have it. Sorry, Daddy. No, there's a way Pastor is. There's a way Pastor is. You can't change him. Just Pastor Shey. He has his configuration. There's a way I am. And it was intentional. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what will make us step into our uniqueness is intimacy with the Lord. What will make us step into our uniqueness is intimacy with the Lord. Say it, intimacy with the Lord. Intimacy with the Lord. Intimacy with the Lord. Please permit me. Just give me some few minutes. Let me just read this, please. Mark. Hallelujah. Can we open to the book of Mark? Mark chapter 3. I think the message has connected back. I will just say it a few ones and I will leave. I feel like I should say that. Mark chapter 3. Are we there? At first, I want us to look at God's intent over an apostolic community. The first one I've mentioned it, but let's look at the rest. Mark chapter 3. Are we there? Verse 13. Mark 3:13. Give me New King James. And he went on the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted, and they came to him. Continue. Then he appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Mark that he called them that he needs. Hallelujah. Listen to me. I want to talk about God's intent over an apostolic community. Very, very brief. I just want to roll it out. Very brief. He appointed 12. And they were apostles. But the word that here is the Hebrew word inar. Inar. And this is very key for us to understand everything in that verse. Inar. Inar means in order that, or to the intent. So God appoints the apostles to the intent, number one, that they might be with Him. So as an apostolic center, our first mandate is to raise a bunch of people that will be with Him. That's number one, that they might be with Him. As an apostolic people, your first mandate is to be with Him. That's marriage. Sister Shewa is with Pastor Dansu. That's the mandate. That's the hope of his calling. That they might be with Him. That's the first mandate over an apostolic center. The first. Say that. Don't forget I said that is the word inar. In to the intent. That's the meaning of inar. To the intent. That's the first intention of God over us. The chiefest of all. To be with Him. And I spoke long about that. Number two. And that He might send them out. That is second intent of God. To send us out. As good as being with Him is, as good as intimacy is, the Lord still wants to send people out. We'll go out literally, but it also connotes assignments. God is still mailing assignments to people. I met some young folks in Unilag. They said they were praying and God, I believe their intercessors. If you hear some of the things God has told these guys, they bowed in the land. I'm scared. Young people. They are responding to that. Young people. So one of the intent of God over us as an apostolic community is that God wants to send us out. That's number two. To preach. Number two. Move to number three. And to have power to heal sicknesses. That's the third intent of God over an apostolic community. You know, it's possible that we have a thing, and because we don't acknowledge that thing is not functional. Spiritual things respond to the acknowledgement that I have it. Peter and John said, we don't have money, but what we have, one more money can hear. There are times God can give you a thing, but if you don't acknowledge over and over, I have this thing in me, I can bless you. I acknowledge, I have this thing in me, I can bless you. I'm just saying this for us to acknowledge. To have power to heal sicknesses. And the last one, to cast out demons. Many of us have relegated this, but this is what the Lord, I believe, He taught me. That casting out demons is the basic unit of kingdom establishment or enforcement. The basic unit of kingdom establishment or enforcement. We must go back to it. There are demons over nations. There are demons over city. There are demons over person. And demons, spirits by nature, they are government. They are governments. They are governmental. They rule. They bring the influence of their person and their realm over a person. Spirits, whether good or evil, they are governmental. They bring the influence of their realm. They bring the influence of their person over a city, over a nation, over a life. It's part of our work. And we must connect to it. Because that's the basic unit of kingdom enforcement. Kingdom establishment. That's the intent of God over us as an apostolic community. And this is why I declare this. I'm not saying this for pastor. It's for all of us. We are not all apostles. No. But we can be apostolic. Are all prophets? No. But we can be prophetic. Because that's our foundation. We are built on the foundation of the apostolic and the prophetic. So you can be apostolic. You can be prophetic. Because that is the foundation on which you are built upon. This is meant for you, not for Pastor. It's for you. All these four things. Be with Him. Sending you out. Power to heal. Power to cast out demons. Can we rise to our feet? There's only one thing I want to ask. I know my time is up. I know my time is up. I would have said, if you are sick here, let me pray for you and you will be healed now. But my time is up. I just want us to pray for one thing. The first thing I mentioned. The coming upon of the Holy Spirit and overshadowing of His power to come upon us. And when He come upon you, He will birth a purpose. He will birth something. It's multi-purpose. Holy Spirit, we wait on You. Holy Spirit, we wait on You. For fire, fire. Just for a moment. For fire, for fire. Corporate fire. Let us hear a new sound. Let there be a rushing mighty wind of the Lord. A rushing mighty wind of the Lord. Fire, fire, fire.
Thank you for bringing this thing to us in a time like this. Thank you for this sensitization of the Spirit. Thank you for reminding us of those things that you have put inside of us for the use of the body. Let the grace be released. Let the power be given. Let there be understanding of each and every one of us to be able to walk in it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord.
It's grace, your grace. I'm nothing without you.
We hope that you have been richly blessed by this message. God demands that we not only be hearers but doers of the word. We implore you to put these teachings to practice. Perhaps you have a question running through your mind in the course of the message. Forward it directly to pastor's email, pgtchurch@gmail.com. We desire to have you join one of our meetings, School of Dialysis, every Tuesday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Governmental prayers, every Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday service, 9 a.m. at Power and Glory Tabernacle Auditorium, along Futa South Gate Road, Akure. For more information about the ministry, log on to our website at www.pgtchurch.org or call 080-372-60299. Grace be with you.
It's your grace.